Good evening, everyone. Glad to see you here. It's the first Sunday night of the month, and so we got questions and answers tonight. And I had a question put in the box, and then I got one out from the archives, and so we'll take a look at a couple of these questions and see what the Bible has to say about it. And just to remind you, every first Sunday night of the month, we do this, and there is a box in the foyer where you may submit Bible questions and even suggestions for sermons or Bible class material, whatever you'd like to put in there, and we'll take it into consideration. I like to answer the questions from the Bible, and I hope you have your Bibles with you tonight. And so let's go ahead and get started. We're going to be looking in 1 John chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6 to begin with here. 1 John chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And the question is this: considering we all sin, can you explain 1 John 3, 5, and 6? And I can tell that somebody has been studying their Bible. Now, I don't know who put the question in the box, but somebody has been studying their Bible because they're looking at 1 John 3, 5, and 6 and thinking about its relationship to the teaching, in which is also in the Bible, that we all sin. So let's look at these verses and see what they say. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Now I'm going to add a little extra to this question by skipping on down to verse 9, and let's look at that and what that says. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. So, now this is a very interesting verse. It looks like, just from the surface of it, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. Some of you may have a little different version out there, but I'm reading from the New King James Version. Just from the surface of looking at the New King James Version, it looks like this is teaching Christians cannot sin. They do not sin. Well, you know, that would be a problem if that was what these verses were teaching, because if you just turn back one page in my Bible, maybe a couple in yours, I don't know, to 1 John 1 and verse 8, it says, and this is the same author, the same book even, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And look at verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. And then chapter 2, verse 1, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So, you know, it seems like, just looking at these verses, it seems like there's a contradiction here. On one hand, in 1 John 1, verse 8 and 10, it seems like it's saying Christians sin, but we can get forgiveness of those sins. And on the other hand, in 1 John 3 and verses 5 and 6 and verse 9, it looks like it's saying Christians cannot sin. Well, both of those things can't be true, right? Either the Christian commits sin sometimes, or the Christian cannot sin. But they can't both be right. So what is going on here? Well, first of all, you know, sometimes when you run across questions like this, it's good to look at some other translations than the one that you're looking at that seems like, well, it looks like in this translation, there seems to be a contradiction. Well, let's look at a different translation. And this is from the English Standard Version. I know some of you have those, and you know those little brown Bibles that we have around the building, and some of you have those. Did you study from those? That's the English Standard Version. And it says this, 1 John 3:6, no one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. So it's a little different. Instead of says, like for example, in verse 6, whoever abides in him does not sin. It says he does not keep on sinning. Keep on sinning is the idea there. And then look at verse 9. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning. For God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. And that's a better translation than the New King James Version here. So more or less what 1 John chapter 3 and verse 6 and verse 9 is teaching, that John is teaching here, is this, that the Christian doesn't make a habit of sinning. The Christian doesn't keep on sinning. The Christian doesn't practice sin regularly, right? That's what these verses are talking about. Now, you say, well, why is it translated like that in the New King James Version, and maybe in some other versions it's translated like that as well? Well, I'm going to get a little technical here. I hope you'll bear with me. But this is good to think about, because it helps us to understand sometimes when we come to some of these verbs in the New Testament that, you know, they don't always get fully translated like the original verb that was given intends, right? So just to remind everybody, the New Testament was not written in English originally. It was written in Greek, and specifically in the common Greek of the New Testament period. And so these Greek verbs, the Greek verb here for sin is the verb hamartano. And the form that's being used is present tense, active voice, indicative mood, third person, singular number. All right. So I know that's pretty technical. It's Greek grammar. We don't normally talk about Greek grammar, but you know what tense is, you know, past tense, present tense, future tense, that kind of thing. Well, Greek has like six different tenses or something like that. It's ridiculous. But this is the present tense, okay? And it's the active voice. It means that it's an active verb, not a passive verb, but an active verb. And it's in the indicative mood, which is the mood of fact or the mood of direct statement. You know, it's the idea of presenting something as being true. And it's the third person, which means he's talking about, you know, third person is he, she, it, right? And singular number. So he's talking about people, individual people. So now what's interesting about the Greek verb is that the idea of tense doesn't really reflect what we think about when we think about tense. In English, when we think about tense, we think about the past, the present, and the future, right? That's kind of how we think. But in Greek, they didn't really think about the past, the present, and the future like we do. This is kind of a pretty, detailed thing here, nuanced thing here. But they thought about time a little differently than we do. They thought about action completed, which is past, action ongoing, which is present, and action not yet undertaken, which is future. So that's a little bit different nuance than how we think about tenses, but that's how they thought about it. And so when we look at the present tense, we're looking at action that is ongoing, and especially present active indicative in the Greek. It is continuing action. It's action that's ongoing and that hasn't ended yet. And so a lot of times what these present active indicative verbs indicate is the idea of something that's happening and it's continuing to happen, right? So We would probably express that in English with a kind of a, you know, I am going, something like that. I am. We'd use a helping verb to indicate that this action is ongoing. I am starting my car. I am buying groceries, you know, as opposed to the simple present tense, I buy groceries, something like that, right? So it's a little different than how we think about tense. And so it doesn't always get translated into the present tense the way the Greek users thought about the present tense. And so sometimes that can create some issues in the text. So it looks like there's a contradiction, but there's really not a contradiction. So what is John simply saying here? He's saying, if we abide in Christ as Christians, we're not going to make a habit of sin. We're not going to continue to practice sin as a regular action in our life. And why is this? It's because we've been taught by Christ not to sin anymore. So as Christians, we're going to make an effort to stop sinning. We're not going to try to commit sins. And if we don't make that effort to stop sinning, what he's saying is, well, then you really didn't learn about repentance, because repentance means that you stop committing sin and you start doing the right things in your life. And Christianity requires people to repent of their sins before they can become Christians. And so a person who hasn't done this, a person who hasn't repented of sin, who is still living in sin, who continues to keep on committing sin, John is saying that person really isn't a child of God like the Bible says a child of God is supposed to be, right? And so that's what he's talking about here. And he's talking about that specifically because there were some false teachers who had come into the churches in the first century there, and they were teaching that it was okay to commit sin. They were saying, oh, you can commit fornication, you can go commit idolatry, you can be a liar, you can do all the sins that you want to do, it's okay. There were actually some teachers who were teaching that. And so John is saying, no, that's not the case at all. And throughout 1 John, you see John dealing with this issue of, in order to be a Christian, you've got to practice righteousness. In order to be a Christian, you can't keep on sinning. In order to be a Christian, you know, and you ask, well, why is he saying all these things? And it's because there were some false teachers who had come into the churches who were saying the opposite. So as Christians, you know, we've committed to repenting of sins, and that's an ongoing aspect in our life. You know, we continue to live a life of repentance. And that means we make an effort not to commit sin. And if we do, John tells us in the beginning of John, if we do commit sin, we have the opportunity to get forgiveness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, he says. 1 John 1, verse 9. And then 1 John 2 and verse 1 says, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So we have ways to deal with sin that we commit as Christians. And we are supposed to deal with those sins. We're supposed to have that ongoing life of repentance so that we don't let sin settle in and become a habit. And we don't want that. We don't want to have a practice of sin. We've got to quit sinning and make it our practice not to sin. And so, yes, unfortunately, in the New King James Version, it's really not a very good translation of the intended message that John has here. And the way they translate it actually makes it look like there's a contradiction in the book of 1 John. And so this is just a bad translation in those verses that is causing that confusion. All right, well, that was a very good question. And keep studying and keep asking those questions. I appreciate it. Keep putting them in the box, and we'll keep working on it.